And the first thing we do is we ask everybody in the room that is related to the band, as opposed to what nobody knows because this is radio, is that there's enough of an audience here, you know, to fill up something. I don't know what we're filling up, but
maybe a small studio.
Like a small studio, yeah, to fill up a small studio. Thank you very much. So, would everybody behind a microphone identify themselves, please?
I'm Ryan,
and you play guitar,
and I play guitar in a massively popular band called The Hourly Radio.
I'm Aaron, and I sing and play guitar.
Adam, I play drums.
That's good.
And I'm Tim, and I play bass.
It says in your bio, he said, launching into the official questions, that you had no previous musical training and experience except for the fact that you knew who you didn't want to sound like as a band. So let's start with a list of who you didn't want to sound like as a band.
You know, we liked music, but we found there's a lot more music that we didn't like than we did like. And so we wanted to, and a lot of people were making that kind of music that we didn't like. So we thought we'd give a shot trying to make the good kind instead of the bad kind.
So. You've been so shy about this. I'm not letting this go. You have not come to a single...
I think it's harder to list like one thing because it's like there's so many bad bands out there, but I think it's more meant in a sense of not necessarily wanting to follow a trend either, or you know, just doing what we like without paying attention to anything else.
So like when somebody says, what do you want on your pizza? You go, I want it round.
Yes.
You guys have danced around
this.
We
actually kind of like square pizza.
We do the same thing when we're...
You have danced around this question. We're only on question number one. I can't wait to see where this goes. You can't be in rock and roll and be this damn polite.
Right now, I hate Panic at the Disco. I mean, I don't know, you know, back... I mean, I'm
well,
sure...
I mean, going to what Ryan was saying, I think... Like, our pet peeve is probably people who answer the question, what do you like? I like everything. Because that means they essentially like nothing and really don't have any discernment at all.
Good. I'm finally getting to where I was going here. I wasn't looking for specific bands. That was not my goal in life, scarily enough.
So, I mean, I think we just had a very clear... I like a very narrow range of music. And I think a lot of people interpret that as being... you know, closed-minded or very
narrow. How narrow? Like this narrow?
I mean, I know exactly like the kind of the time frame. I mean, like the...
Okay, hit me. Come on,
tell me. I know the lineage of...
There's three bands that are...
Yeah.
Three
when bands. I'm driving, I listen to the same five bands when I'm in control.
Who are those five bands?
No, I mean, I start, you know, the post-punk thing, start in 78, somewhere around there, and from Manchester, and move forward. I mean, it's a very clear... To me, I see... You can go before that. I mean, but,
you know, I would never know that from the band sound.
I
would never, never, ever... All right, we're off that one. But boy, we milked that, didn't we? That was like, you didn't even need the stretch sign. That was like, jeez. So you signed from Kirtland, which is right out of your hometown of Dallas. Now, did you send them a demo? Did they find you at South by Southwest, just playing around town? Because you stayed pretty close to home with the label.
We were in a rehearsal space that was kind of co-owned by Kirtland Records founder, John Kirtland. And the guy who owned the rehearsal space got a tip from somebody that was down the hall near us. Hey, listen to these guys. And he then gave a copy to John, and John was interested enough to start kind of working with us in a kind of a developmental sort of relationship that eventually blossomed into a record deal.
Developmental and blossom. This is pretty romantic so far.
Aaron's a romantic guy.
Wow. This band coming from Dallas, the second people don't hear that you're from Manchester or that you're from New York or that you're from... You know, just about anywhere else where this, whatever this type of music you play is, which we are not going to define it for this entire interview. Well, what's the first reaction when they hear that, you know, they listen to this and they say, and then they start reading from Dallas. Wait a minute, because I know that was my reaction.
Mm. Well, I haven't read a review, like an album review or anything on us that hasn't started off Dallas band that doesn't sound like they're from Dallas. So, I mean, obviously it's like, that's like one of the first things, you know.
So what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I guess it gets back to the, you know, not liking, you know, more music than we did like, you know. And so we saw all these Dallas bands doing something and we tried to do something different.
But is it harder in Dallas? And I'm not through with everybody else answering this question because everybody gets this one. But I mean, is it harder to break through in a city like Dallas, you know, or Austin for that matter? Come on, I go to South by Southwest and admittedly, that's now been broken. There are some Austin bands that don't sound like da-dun, 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 but you know, you go down 6th Street and 85% of what you hear, unless it is South by Southwest, is that, you know, da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. You know, they're like, okay, enough of the grind, thank you, but at least when you're me, it's like, none of it, thank you, but...
I think the advantage now with MySpace and the internet, it's just, we're not confined by the geography anymore. I don't feel like people, they're like, oh, Dallas. And I don't think it's, they say that because they have such a good understanding of where we come out of, like the context of the Dallas music thing. I think they just say that because they don't know another band that's come from Dallas. I mean, it just seems we're not from New York, which
but
is there,
but
probably
is there a band from Dallas that's anything like you that you can identify
there's
and
a
name?
There's a handful. Yeah, I mean, there's a few. And
that have made it?
Nobody's made it, but they're with us. They're terrible. No, I mean they're trying. And it's,
I'm sorry.
I think it's
that was. I know that wasn't nice. I know, but it just came naturally to ask that because when you say there's a bunch like you, I'm thinking, okay, I need to know about them.
Yeah, I mean there are,
and I don't. You've had a couple of nifty touring partners in Stella Star. Clap your hands. Say yeah. Good management, or did they request you?
It started with kind of just random networking. Stella Star happened to hear our record being played, our EP being played in the office when someone else was listening to it, or something like that. It was kind of very happenstance, and just asked and inquired about us, and sent us an email, and asked put us on the Dallas date, which then the Austin date followed, and then a little bit in the South, and then it just developed a relationship.
And they said, "Well, what the heck, you're here, you might as well travel with us."
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
So you see, it is helpful to be from Dallas because they do get real bands, at least. Bands do actually...
It is like the seventh biggest city in the country, so we do get big touring acts.
I've been there many times.
Yeah.
Really? The seventh?
We're very, very proud.
Okay, so we should...
Hey, next year, number six.
We're moving up.
We're moving up, big time. Big fans of Brave New World?
Fans? Yeah, I mean...
Closer?
I was.
You're going to be closer.
Yeah,
for me.
I mean, it was probably in high school one of the required readings that I actually read, so...
I like the line in Nylon magazine that you might join the list of indie bands that make heartbreak profitable.
I like the word profitable.
But what about the fact that anytime something sounds like this, and we're not defining what it sounds like, right? But it's not happy-go-lucky power pop. You know, it probably is more romantic era British kind of stuff, so to speak. Although I still don't want to really go there. But why is it that people feel the need to define?
Especially, I think, well, maybe everyone, but I'm more weary of the American perspective, like specifically what American journalists are going to do with it. Because when it's something that leans towards a more candid, emotional, you know, expressive delivery, like I'm worried about people pigeonholing it. And in America, anything that's like that right now is going to fall into bands that we don't like. Like, not to name names, but the more emo side of things.
We keep trying.
I know.
We're going to get there. You're waiting. You are just...
Tim's the bad
guy,
so
he can
unload it.
I keep a list with me all the time. No.
You're waiting. Come on. Give it up. Give it up.
Just throw someone
I mean, just like you said, Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco. Or who's the other one that sounds just like...
My Chemical Romance, Taking Back Sunday, Fall... Yeah.
Hawthorne Heights.
All talented guys.
All of those.
But they are more, okay.
Sweet
you know,
guys.
But, you know, it says it right here, so let me just get there. Indie bands, right? So are you an indie band because you're not on a big label? Because you don't, you know, Panic at the Disco is on a pretty big label. Fall Out Boy, I don't even know. And Hawthorne Heights, I've never even, it's gone past through, but I've never played it. So they're kind of, to me, none of those bands, except Panic at the Disco of all of those bands, and Fall Out Boy's doing all right, but not, you know, these are not big national names. So do you want to be an indie band, or do you want to be a band that sells millions of records?
Every artist wants to sell records, not necessarily because we want to make
they
money.
They don't admit to it, though.
But everybody wants, it's like,
I mean, any artist wants, you know, their art.
A lot
to
of
be.
People come in this studio, and the first thing they say is, DIY, baby, I don't really care. I just want to make my music.
Yeah,
I mean, that's become the new aesthetic. It's a popular thing to do.
Well, it's not something where we're willing to follow a trend or do something differently just to do that. But, I mean, certainly we'd like those kind of rewards, I think.
I think we just want people to hear the music. You know, like, we've put a lot of the record. You can probably go online and find a lot of the songs for free. You know, so it's like we want the music to be heard. If they buy it, that would be great.
But what's the record company's plan, though, for it?
I'm sure they would much rather you buy it, but I mean, I can email us and we'll tell you some sites where you can get it for free. You know, I mean,
if you don't think everybody in my audience already knows every single one of those sites,
especially with this record, you know, we would much rather you have it or steal it off our merch table like happened the other night than buy it. You know, we just want people to have it and hear it. So,
I'd like to ask you about the two women who are in the top three on your MySpace site, Megan and Serendipity.
You have we know Serendipity.
You have two women in your top eight on your MySpace site. Now, I normally, number one, are they really your friends and have you met them? And secondarily, I love the women in the room and the look on their face. Look at that smile. Especially since there's cultural relation.
Told you to come back to bite us.
See, when I wrote this question, I did not know. I'm not touching that. I didn't know that there was going to be relationships in the room. So, Megan and Serendipity, take it away, boys.
I don't think we know Megan.
Megan's just lucky.
She just
Megan's just lucky.
She just happened to follow.
Oh, really?
She won the drawing of the week.
I think Tim liked her picture, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm never even on the band's MySpace.
No, Serendipity is actually a fan of ours from Austria. And she's a DJ in Austria. And she, I don't know how she found out about us, but she, you know, messaged us on MySpace. And when we were in London, she was happened to be in London and came to our show and hung out, and she made top eight status. I move people around. I put Adam in there. Adam was in the top eight for a day, and then he removed himself.
Well, no, you did have, who was the rock star you had in there, though? You had something really
Jarvis Cocker.
Yeah, Jarvis Cocker in there. I thought that was an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Is Jarvis Cocker a good band?
Pulp is a good band.
Pulp is a good
band. Yay, we got one.
Yeah, it's one.
We got one. And you get an A-plus in merchandising. I can get your T-shirts directly on your MySpace site with pull-downs and everything. Now, that was unusual. That was really slick.
Yeah, I
very smart.
Accidentally figured out how to do that on PayPal. So it's,
is that all legal? Can you do that? I guess you can do anything,
I
right?
I think so.
MySpace doesn't demand a cut of the merch?
Not at this point.
Hello? Hello, MySpace?
Is that Tom? Is Tom calling?
Tom is calling. I like the story and the picture of the PA in Bend, Oregon.
Yeah, that was...
Tell me a few other... I want each of you to tell me, share with me a special moment equivalent to that from the road.
Equivalent.
Me in particular wasted in San Diego and ended up running into the ocean at like 3 in the morning.
In rock and roll. I can't imagine. I'm so ashamed.
It's cold.
It's cold. Quite
I felt
frigid.
Violated by seaweed.
What country do you hope that this record is a hit in so you can play there?
Germany.
I want to go to Eastern Europe.
Eastern, like, so like Bulgaria?
Like maybe Poland and things of that nature.
Poland. Is there a good club in Poland?
I don't think so.
Club Poland.
Aaron's always said he
you're
wants
just going
to
there
his,
for the food, I know.
His first tattoo in Copenhagen, so...
We do a thing called a musical sandwich, and we take two of your songs as the bread, and then as many songs, and you can also have, by the way, a triple decker and or a club, excellent, if you so choose.
I think for the bread, we would go with the opener and closer of the record, just because I think we kind of thought of it that way when we were putting the album
Travel
together.
Signs and First Love is Forever, The Hourly Radio.
Bread.
Let's do a contemporary one, like...
Would it be the meat? Would that be the meat?
Oh, here we go. This is what always happens.
Let's do...
We'd want some sauerbraten on them.
Let's do Delay's Wanderlust.
Okay.
Delay's have been on this show. They're great. Yeah.
Let's do Wanderlust.
Is that the meat? Or the letters?
It's good. Let's do New Order's...
Do Your Silent Face.
Your Silent Face off Substance.
Okay.
No, that's actually on Power Corruption.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, it's probably on a compilation somewhere, too.
Yeah,
Let's do Smith's... What's the one you like a Smith song, which is rare?
I like that. I like the rhetoric. A Smith song.
He likes one, I think.
Stop me if you've heard this one before.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do that.
Adam just bought the Stevie Wonder over at Rasputin Records today. It's a good purchase.
Which Stevie Wonder song would you like?
Superstition.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
How about Slow Dive?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
When the Sun Hits? Mm-hmm. When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive.
Let's do
Hey Hey I'm Down?
Hey Hey I'm Down by Pure Essence.
Okay.
Really good band that you can't get in the United States, seems like.
Yeah.
Do some Doves.
Okay, let's get it this way. You need at least a couple to swoop down into your other side of your sandwich. So, you know, you have to give me a good segue here.
Okay.
Otherwise, if I do it myself, I'll really mess it up. I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you Doves?
Sure.
Do a Dove song? Do Doves, Cedar Room. I just bought some Brian Eno stuff. I like his like ambient stuff, not necessarily
the rockin' stuff.
Yeah, I like his
not the Bowie esque stuff.
Apollo, like the soundtracks, the ambient works.
So
I
what do you want?
Daniel Anwal, any of that stuff. Can't remember any of the track names.
Which album did you buy?
The Apollo.
Okay, I'll do something from
Let's
there.
Do something from Apollo.